sedan 20 långa år. Det är död och begravet och glömt. Där du kära gestalter och synen finns, där står tomheten nödig och kall. Och min eviga vaktsång är allt som finns kvar av det gamla.
Oh, Oh, sorry. No, I'm holding on. It's...
This is not a valid menu option.
Biography recently done on him by Philip Marchand. Is he satisfied with its effect?
Yes, though he says he did not realize he was that good, and should he blush?
His family objects to the image it projects of him. Is he aware of that?
Yes, but he says that's him.
It is pretty close to what he is.
Yes.
His daughter... Should I say your daughter, Marshall, and speak to him directly?
Do it the way you choose.
His daughter, Mary, said there were facts, but they've been distorted. A lot of facts, but they're distorted in the way they're presented. Would Marshall agree with Mary?
No, he'd have more of a tendency to agree with the book. He says that I was human.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm none lesser for it.
Nonetheless, for it.
Not lesser because of being human.
Yes. Okay. In the end of the biography, they talk about how he seemed to be erratic with his audiences in his last years in presenting his ideas and percepts. I would think that maybe he was changing his styles for different audiences. Or is the book portrayal that he was running down and not as vital, maybe because of age, in the
60s. Realize of the illness of himself. Realize the illness took a great toll on him. But you see, it was a very frustrating time for him, in that he knew clearly what he was talking about, and then he'd talk about subject A, and he'd make sure that everybody knew it. Then he'd go on to subject B, and then someone would ask a question that would show that they did not know what A meant. And you'd have to go all the way back. People did not grasp, they could not see how clearly he could see. And he saw clearly. That was the problem. Trying to explain to them what he meant by this, when they were determined to perceive it in another way. And that caused a considerable amount of frustration.
When you refer to him being ill, you mean from his brain surgery?
Yes.
Right, 10 years before?
Yes.
The effects of that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm curious about when Marshall started to really understand Finnegan's Wake, because in his PhD thesis, which was written, published, or finished in 42, 43, he talks about the very last line that James Joyce represents the new second sophistry. The new kind of rhetoric. Did he fully understand Finnegan's Wake the way he did in the 1670s before he read Harold Innes?
No.
All participants are now muted.
Hello, Sasha. Thank you for dropping in.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, I've missed you. What's been happening?
Well, I tuned in earlier for
yes,
the first time in ages. Yeah. No.
You listened for
earlier.
5 minutes. How long were you? What was your impatience index?
You seemed really impatient, Bob. So I thought maybe I should phone in and just ask you what's the problem.
Right.
Ranting and raving.
Okay, how long have you listened? Because I saw you there, and then I went to come in and you were gone. So I sent an email and told you I would not go back on until you showed up, and you kindly returned. And now you're here.
Yeah, I listened to what's that music, like that gypsy-sounding music about four times in a row.
That was the Croatian music.
Okay, yes.
Tubacci. So you were on a while ago, and you stayed on for a few minutes.
I did, yeah.
Okay, very good. Have you finished designing the site?
Yes.
That's done. Your part's done.
Yes.
Would you like to tell the audience your experience of it and what you hope to achieve by the design?
Really, Bob? Do we have to?
What, are you self-conscious about it?
No, not at all. But why on earth would we want to do that?
Well, they're going to witness your work, which I'm not saying anything about it right now. No, I want to hear from you first. They're going to witness your
work. Oh, you want to hear directly from the artist.
I want to hear from the artist about what she thought she accomplished. And because it's going to be revealed soon. You know, I don't know, a few days or something. Maybe Carolyn knows. So let's hear from the artist. What did you aim to achieve?
For the product to speak for itself.
Okay. How would you show
very neutral palette, Bob. Hopefully a very, very easy user experience, enabling anybody who chooses to purchase the RNA drops to do so with
Listen to that, Carolyn. You got that corporate talk down. Could you repeat? That's really good. Unique to the palate and yet easy on the eye. What was that?
Yes. To create a neutral background for the RNA drops to speak for itself. Well, it's because, you know, Bob, I do feel that the product should just speak for itself. I don't think that there should be anything competing with it.
That's right. So I'm wondering, what does RNA drops speak? It speaks the ascended levels of tongue. And how could you express that?
Well, RNA drops speaks whatever you want it to speak. Isn't that true?
So you could do anything.
Well, I mean, you could do anything, but also everything is objective. So the way that people look at the background or any color or so on and so forth is completely up to the beholder.
So you would make a blank image, because anybody can project anything in, because that's what the drops do. They bring out you, and you're unique, and your taste is different and unique.
Yeah.
So if you want to encompass the RNA drops speak for themselves, they would prefer a white face that you could project into.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was distracted there a little bit because Holly was talking in my other ear.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Can you repeat that again, Bob, what you just said?
Okay. You want the drops RNA drops and the others, the ionic product, which come from the ascended state via the eye cell, you want them to speak for yourself. So how could the eye cell speak to us? It would have, since it makes everybody unique and enhances their uniqueness and their unique palate, it would have to be white, a blank white space that the beholder of the website would project their own reality into it, right?
Yeah, that's why it pretty much is white.
Ah, it is white. See, hey, wait a minute, Carolyn. See, now we're matching. We're on the same page. I figured out what it is. Hey, Carolyn, get off the mute. Yeah, and that's... we're not able to hear you, Carolyn. Oh, her iPhone broke, but I think she was going to say something. Well, let me go in and get what she said, because you're responding to what Sasha said, right?
Right.
All right.
And what I'm saying, no, Bob, I can't. Okay. What I was saying is, Bob, you've seen the site, so you know it's white.
I haven't really got a good memory. It's three. I honestly could not remember. I haven't seen it in 3 weeks to a month.
Okay, go away, Michael.
Okay. Anyway, so that's all she wanted to say, Sasha. Accuse me of knowing. Mm. I genuinely do not remember. I remember being light, you know, lightly done. And once you told me that it was lightly done, then my memory goes, oh, yeah, that's probably what it was, because that's just what Sasha was. So then it brought up the memory a little bit stronger once I knew sort of what it was.
Yeah, okay,
so that's good. So that's the theory. And then what was the next sentence you made about it?
The next sentence I made about it. So that was the theory. Was it, is that?
Yeah, part? Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
Okay. And then really just about it's the point is to make it easy for somebody to purchase them, which is the technical side, I suppose.
Well, I know that Chad and them, they do all the something, and you made the surface shoppers delight
that's
thing.
That's right. Yeah.
Shopper's cart or something.
Shopper's cart.
So you did that. You did that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and it had to be easy. Now, you've done this professionally, so it's easy for you to make it easy.
Yes, hopefully. If it's not, then please feel free to call me at 1-800-333.
You are now tech support. Yes, it's going to be trying once it's operational, and you'll have to take all of the complaints. So, all right, what else? So could you repeat the corporate speak you made 10 minutes ago?
I don't know if I can do that.
What did you aim to propose to reveal with the site? And you can
what
say
did
the first
I aim
end.
To propose to
the product must speak for itself, and then the next
yes,
sentence.
Absolutely.
It's on record.
Does speak for itself. It will speak for itself, so therefore it should be presented in a neutral environment.
Yes.
That was my objective.
And neutral would be like going towards white, neutral.
Yeah. Yes, and water.
And water. Oh, that's good. And then the next sentence would be the easy-to-use
yes.
dogma.
Yes, the easy-to-use dogma.
And you did
because
that?
Because people, but people, Bob, they don't have patience anymore to read or to
they don't have
themselves.
Anything.
So we have to make it so that they can just figure it out immediately, don't have to read anything, just click a button, and then it'll arrive in their postbox without any effort whatsoever.
Right, and then the next bit of ideology was there a third point?
No, I think that was all that I raised.
Okay, that's what you worked with. Now, Carolyn, are you on?
Yeah.
Did you fix your... Well, we can't hear you. So you seem to have broken your phone a little bit. So, sorry, she'll be on soon, but not right away. So, Sasha, I wrote to Sasha a while ago, and I don't know, an hour ago or something, and said, did you know Ion was back?
Yeah, and you know what was funny? Is that I had been listening to fucking William Owen Thompson stuff.
Oh, the the five Fletchers? You don't like him?
I started listening to them a couple of weeks ago, and I got really annoyed because he talks so fast.
Yeah.
And then I just got irritated, and then I started laughing because, then the stuff, so I was wondering why all of a sudden I was feeling inspired to listen to the stuff.
You feel inspired. Wait a minute. What's
and then all the emails came in saying, Ion's back. And I was like, oh, wow, funny. Amazing. Now that makes
when did you start
sense.
Feeling inspired? It has nothing to do with the Thompson thing.
No. A couple of weeks ago. Oh, it's funny. I was with my friend DJ, who you met.
Yes.
And then I said,
The drug dealer, yes, he was a good guy.
He and I were having a conversation and I about stuff, and I said, I think I'm bored now, it's time to get back into Bob's stuff.
Good.
So,
But did you say you started to feel bliss once you realized that? Inspired?
Bliss.
No, inspired, that's what you said.
No, I was inspired to start listening to stuff, and then all these emails.
Through what email started to come through?
The one from Bart yesterday.
Oh, okay,
came
right.
Through, and then I got one from you today, and I haven't received anything from anyone for ages.
Right. So let's go back. So you felt inspired after talking to DJ, and then Thompson happened, or Thompson had already happened?
Thompson was happening. Anyways, yeah.
Anyways, and then you got frustrated by Thompson. And so that made me like to go to Bob, not Thompson.
No. I was listening to Thompson anyway, and then you emailed me while I was listening to him today, and then it made me smile, and I thought, haha, isn't that funny?
Yes, and
Bob's
and what
picking
time?
Up that I'm listening to
yes.
Thompson.
Yes, that you were doing your homework. That's right. Now, but you mm-hmm. got frustrated by Thompson. You said those words. Did that happen today?
Well, no, it has been, because, I mean, I get frustrated by Thompson even trying to read his book, because it's fucking almost impossible to read it without having somebody
guide
break
you.
It down. If you're yes. And
okay.
Listening to him speaking is even more so, because, you know, it's essentially he's in giving a lecture.
Yeah.
And unless you pause every paragraph that he's speaking, it's a little bit... There's a lot to chew on.
Now, when did you start listening to him?
The first one a couple of weeks ago, and then I sort of paused it in the middle because I was getting distracted and I wasn't listening, and it was just his voice in the background.
Right. A couple weeks ago. Had you spoken to DJ yet?
Yes, before that I had spoken to DJ.
So you got inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Carol's man is ecstatic. I don't know, it might be my thing, but it's okay, wait. It stopped. Stopped.
Put your phone down. No. You're so, waving your phone. Or... Okay.
So, Sasha, right when we're getting it down. So, listen to Thompson,
mm-hmm.
maybe got irritated, then spoke to DJ, then said...
No, I spoke to DJ first. First, DJ, then...
And then
Thompson.
He said, I got to go back to Bob. And then Thompson was the first Bobite atmosphere.
Yes.
And that became frustrating.
Like I said, I think Thompson's always been frustrating for me because it's, as I said, it's a lot to digest and you
so
have
you
to
stop.
Really
so you stop.
Hard.
Right. So you stop Thompson.
Well, have I finished that book that you suggested yet? No.
No.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so you stopped Thompson a week or two ago.
Yeah, just sort of came back to it because I realized it doesn't really matter. If I play it and I'm not listening to it, then I'm not listening to it.
Right.
So I'd rather just carry on playing the same bits, and if anything comes up for me, then I'll pause it and think about it and then go back and listen to it again.
Mm. So you start listening to it again either today or yesterday?
Yes, today.
But the email from Bart came in yesterday.
That's correct.
And why didn't you come in to find out? Did you want to talk to Ion?
Why didn't I?
You were rather casual at the opportunity, and then you're telling me you're going, what?
Well, no, because I know that's real. So
what?
I know that I know if it was
happening. And so then I texted Allison today. I didn't know it was really happening. So I texted, or that it was like for real. I thought maybe it was just you pissing around or something, as usual.
Yeah, see how these probings work, Carolyn, and anybody in the audience who's listening? We can learn so much if you keep at it. It's irritating. Now we're learning that. So what did Sasha say? She gets this email yesterday from Bart, but she does not act on it. But she's listening to Thompson. And then what'd you do? You emailed someone today? Or did you
get
my email?
I texted Allison.
You got my email?
Before.
Good. And then my email surprised and came in.
Yes.
And
yes,
you said,
all
Bob, just
one
fucking
great
around. You
said,
Bob, didn't even believe it.
I am it's all coming back.
Yes. That's right. Okay, wait a minute, though. But you did. Okay, so you had texted Allison, and what happened? What did Allison say today?
I said, is this really true? Well, actually, you know what? Yesterday I was also really busy, so I couldn't focus on it.
Yeah, so you
and
said, is it true?
And she said, yes.
Okay, now look at this
girl. It's
true. Said, yes. Then you get my email.
Yes.
And you write, what? But that's fucking phony. You already realized it. You
no.
lied.
Sasha. Well, hang on, wait. Let me look at my phone. What time did I send you that white email?
You're going to have to prove this. This is bad, Sasha. You lied to me.
What time
is it now? It's 1:48.
What time did I send you the text message?
11:35 Hawaii time, which would be 1:35 Hawaii Pacifica time.
Okay, wait, hang on. Okay, let me see this. Today, so I actually texted Allison at 2:12 Pacific time.
That's after you responded to me.
Yeah, it was after. The forensics are in. Sasha did
okay.
not lie.
Unless
to Bob.
Sasha could be lying. She could be lying.
Oh, no. My God. Would you like for me to send a screenshot of my phone, Bob?
Yeah, send me a screenshot.
Phone, Bob?
Yes. She's hoping I wouldn't want it.
Well, perhaps we can call Allison and get her on the line to verify
we'll check with Allison later.
True.
Okay. It temporarily looks like you respond to me after
before.
Oh, before Allison?
Yeah.
Before.
No, it's 2:00.
No.
Look, but it says here 11:35.
Which was 1:35. She texted Allison to what?
After she went what to me?
Correct.
So that was sent. But she then says that makes total sense. What makes total sense? That explains Chad's preposterous email yesterday with preposterous notion that I am
Bart's email.
I said Chad. Yeah, I meant Bart.
Yeah. Right. He's in day five, Sasha, just so you know. Day five, no
That's
sleep.
Okay. It's okay. We love Bob always. He comes. That is...
You go, that makes total sense. What makes...
Yes, like, because I just said to you, it's this whole run-up of stuff that's just started happening.
Of Bart.
It was like,
of Bart.
No, of
no,
her getting
spot.
Bored, telling her friend,
yes.
Going to Thompson.
Oh, so this is an important sentence that makes total sense. So that we accidentally, by default, found out why you were saying that by giving us the last 3 weeks of your life. Right?
That's correct. Under forensic distress.
Forensic distress. I mean, I watched that Kurzweil documentary the other night as well.
Kurzweil documentary. I don't think I've seen.
Yeah, and I was going to phone you, and then I thought, and I to discuss it with you, but it was kind of late, and I was tired. To find out, well, I wanted to try and get the archive of when. Oh gosh, who was it that went to see?
Jermaine.
To see Kurzweil. Jermaine, that's right. Couldn't remember her name for a second there. For when Jermaine went, so I wanted to kind of backtrack and go over that again. And
go over that by listening to it or what?
Yeah, because I hadn't seen this documentary before, so I saw the Kurzweil documentary and sort of got a much better insight.
And you could go back, you got archives of cash flow, you know which one where she talks about it.
I'm not sure which ones. That's why I was going to ask you, see if you had that.
Right, you were going to. Okay, so you wanted to get back into it by Jermaine. Well, you know what? Was it yesterday, Carolyn, or 2 days ago?
2 days, I guess.
2 days ago, guess what? And you want to hear it. All three of Jermaine's sisters were on here and were a huge hit. Except for
cool.
the idiots who couldn't appreciate them. But for the smart people, it was incredible. And then her main Playboy Spanish radio DJ sister, Nadia, managed to talk to Ion today.
Cool. Awesome.
So you're picking up on the Jermaine vibe for those reasons.
Maybe.
Yes. Now, we have a running panel. It's just like American Idol. Is that what it's called, American Idol, where the jerks review the dancers or singers or something?
Yeah.
Well, I've been on here for 5 days, Sasha. 5 days. No sleep. Mm. Nothing. 5 days. And all the time, the idiot panel is reviewing me.
Which idiot panel? On Dupes.
On Dupes. No,
no.
At Achieve Radio.
Achieve Radio.
The
sidebar.
Chat room. The
yeah.
chat room.
They're reviewing you, Bob.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, we're going there now to see what they think of you. Okay?
Mm.
Let's see. We're at the point. Sarah says at 3:29, which may be about half an hour, says, I'm jonesing for some Bob. That's Sarah Courtney in... What is that, Baton Rouge? Then Augmenter says, it's better than the Men in Black. It's the Men in Bob. It's better, meaning the whole last 5 days. It's better than the Beat Goes On. It's the Bob Goes On. It's better than Woodstock. It's Bobstock. It's better than Altamont. It's Bobtamont. All right? Then Zen Woman, who I'm trying to set her up to be on the show tonight, says, Bob, I registered, but the account is not yet activated. I will do that, Zen Woman. Okay, then Achmender says, Bob, how long, Connie, an hour? Bob, colon, how long, Connie, an hour? Maybe he heard us say that. I think that cat over the air, Carolyn. Right? I think he was. Then Allison says, yay, Sasha! Dot, dot, dot.
Yay,
laughter
Allison.
Again! See, they were all in anxiety. I had fired them all. They were being real stupid the last couple of hours. And it got dicey. Ion came on, and I chewed out Ion, and Ion ran away. And I'm sure they were quite depressed.
I just heard you chewing Greg out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was part of it.
Yeah, Bob was doing a flashback to the revelation.
It is getting to be May 2010 tailgate again that quickly. The idiots are on here. Fucking everything up. Okay?
Yeah. Taze got on and started asking about Jake.
We chewed out Taze. I'm so proud of her. We chopped her head off. She gets on and she says, Jake is dying. No, we didn't even know that. She starts asking about fucking Jake like it was 3 years ago and we hadn't missed a beat. Anyways, that was dealt with rather rapidly. The natural-born killer part of me and Carolyn just came on and fucking lashed out so viciously. It was incredible. Even I was shocked. And then Alice comes in and says, sorry. I missed that. So Allison is all happy because laughter is here again because it's been rather depressing the last 2 hours. And you did it, Sasha. I even know who to bring in to change the atmosphere.
Oh, my gosh. Through the forensic laser...
By default.
Interrogation.
Yeah, by default.
That was actually fairly...
It got you focused again.
Bad,
you've been wandering for like 6 months, you know, dazed out, you know, got you focused again.
Yeah, no one ever has cared about the words you say until Bob comes along.
Yeah. And Allison says, I missed your beginning comments. Dang, it's so precious. She missed the beginning of Sasha's entry, but it'll be on the archive, so she'll get it.
Well, it's Allison's fault I'm here. It's all her fault.
That's right.
She goes, blame it on Allison.
That's right. Archives will have to do. And that's also, it's always all about Allison. So she's going to take credit for bringing Sasha in to get the laughter going. And then Martha says, anyone else have any experience of refreshing browser to get a different broadcast? And Alex says, I am Martha. Then Martha says, weird, but cool, isn't it? then Alex says, yes, it is. My wife is listening to a different broadcast. Martha says, wow, it's happened twice for me now. Then 32-1 says Sasha has a sexy voice. Then see, it's just like American Idol. Then Alex says, first for me, I don't even know what Alex and Martha are doing. They're talking, claiming they're Martha each other. I don't know. I don't understand that part. And then Dave comes in and says, Dave Neufeld. We have Dave Neufeld here, who's gone nuts over the last 12 hours on the panel. He got banned from being on air, and he just can't stop expressing himself. He's posting manically the last 12 hours. And he says, Bob and Connie are the quantum placebo. And that's where we are. Now, do we have a
Yay.
New guy? Yes. Now, we have a new guy named Wayne, W-A-Y-N-N-E, who is posting over in the InQuick messages. And to see if he can help me understand him, he says, way back up front there, well, that's too far back, so we'll go down. He's just posted, and he goes, from London, and you're from London, fabulous timing on this track after you told them all to fucking wake up. Go, Bob, go, not long. Now gorge rhythms to ya. X. Can you translate that?
I just know what the X means.
What? That's his PhD. He signs X. That's his PhD.
I mean, either hugs or kisses. What the, you know, the XO?
It's a kiss.
That's a kiss. But here's what's great. He is appreciating the, I played 8 Zappa classical musics by Ambrosius something, Modern Band 2000, Modern Orchestra. And he's appreciating the slight silences between each cut. My trademark style is to have one song happen right after the other. And he says, fabulous timing on this track. After you told them all to fucking wake up, which is what happened two hours ago, and you heard some of that, right? And this guy goes, go, Bob, go, not long. I think he's asking me not to go too long with the music. And then he signs his, no, he goes, now gorge rhythms to you. Gorge.
Gorgeous, maybe?
Gorgeous, yes. And then he sends, a little while later, he says, ride your gorge humor. Bob, go. Take da piss. Ride your gorge humor. Bob, go. Take the piss. So that's the latest. And that gave us time for the others over on the panel, the sober panel. Allison says, that's right. I take credit, Bob.
Yep.
And she misspelled it and fucked it up, so she has to state it again. I'll take credit, I mean. I knew Sasha would cheer you up. And then she says, PhD, piled higher and deeper, according to my sweet scientist partner. That's right. There is the joke. McLuhan used to tell the joke. This guy makes two, he's asked to sign his name, so he puts two X's. And he says, what have you done here? Well, the first X is my name, and the second X is my PhD.